All right, folks, Friday, we did it. God, this has been a week, too. It's been a week. Damn glad that it's over. Damn glad to be with you today, too. Thanks for all the comments coming in already. Reminder, we've got Booze and Banter later today at 4 p.m. Eastern as well. So if you can come back for that, we'd love to see you. I'd love to hang out, have a drink or not, whatever you choose to do. But get to your questions, comments, and we'll just go through that. But we'll start today. Andrew Cuomo is a douchebag. We kind of all knew that. He's also a murderer. We kind of presumed that. But man, crazy. Going to spend B block on that after the break. We'll talk about the New York Post story and everything that's going on with it. The top aide, what she said about how they handle it. We'll also talk about it a little bit more in Booze and Banter in a little bit of a different angle. But Biden has some news for us, as you can see in the title and already commenting on. We'll get to that. Ron DeSantis not taking too kindly to this possible travel ban for Florida and Floridians. We'll get to that. But real quick before we dive into those stories, a couple other things to talk about. Excuse me, if you're watching social or seeing social trend, you've probably seen this and are aware of it. But Nikki Haley came out the strongest that she has against President Trump yet and really shot herself in the foot. Further proving with this most recent statement that she never understood the America First movement and policies and the ideals with the people who supported it and were behind it and are still very much behind it, by the way. And it further proved that she's just a globalist. She's a rhino. She's an establishment politician, whatever label you want to put on her, or all of those. That, again, is not listening to the people, just wants to keep her career. It's all about her. And I remember when the excitement first started about her, I kind of got on board too. It's like, okay, this is a smart, seemingly smart, attractive woman who's accomplished. She's been a governor. She's was then an ambassador. But she proved throughout her tenure, and as more and more time and subsequently data was there to see, it was clear that she was just an establishment gal. But now she's come out, and again, this was the strongest thing she said yet. This was a quote from a sit-down, I think it was with Politico. She said, quote, "We need to acknowledge he let us down." He, speaking of President Trump, "he went down a path he shouldn't have, and we should have followed him, and we shouldn't have listened to him, and we can't let that ever happen again." So you were happy to follow him when he lifted you up, made you an ambassador. I mean, he definitely poured a lot into Nikki Haley early on. But again, you're scared about keeping your own career, like so many of these politicians are. So many of them are. And you're now distancing yourself, making bolder comments like this, because you're scared that this lazy and reckless narrative that he incited and caused the events of January 6th, you're scared that they're going to stick to you. You're going to have that stigma. So you're protecting yourself and you're doubling down. Which again, if he had actually done those things, if he was responsible, I would be distancing myself too. Any smart person would. But he wasn't responsible for it. There's no evidence of that. None. This whole thing is such a waste. So how about stand up? What I wish that she would do and so many other conservatives would do, which I know they're not going to, because again, they're all about themselves, to stand up and say, hey, look, this event was awful. It was awful. It was not good for America. Nobody won. But it wasn't his fault. He didn't incite it. We all can do better. We all need to do better as individuals on a party level, what have you. Boom, done. Drop the mic. Move on. But they're all scared. They're all scared. So they're not going with that universal, let's just rally together and do better message that everyone could get behind. They're going after the typical, you know, they're going after Trump. They're going after people who supported him. And they're going to be smacked. I mean, I tell you what, people think that, I saw a report before the show today. What do you think of a Nikki Haley, Senator Tim Scott ticket? No. Nikki Haley's not going to be the president. She's going to run. But I think there's better people out there. I would be shocked, and maybe I'll eat my own words in 4 years, but I would be shocked because, again, she's abandoned the base. These people, these rhinos, her included, who are abandoning the base, abandoning President Trump, but it's less about Trump. It's more about the country It's more about our value system and where we want this thing to go, which is not backwards. It's forward. They've got another thing coming in 2022 and 2024. This party, look, we might not be able to defeat big tech and the media right now as the way the playing field is. It's not level. They've got all these tools that they can use and manipulate against us, but we're damn sure going to fix our party. We're going to fix our party, and a lot of people like Nikki Haley aren't going to be the prominent figures anymore because things have changed. Then last real quick thing. I guess that wasn't very quick, but this was absurd. Nancy Pelosi would not allow the son of the new New York representative, Claudia Tenney, to be present for her swearing in, which is just ridiculous. I mean, come on. Like, it happened yesterday, the swearing in. Of course, it's a big moment, right? Whether you're Democrat, Republican, and independent, what have you. I know there's only like three independents left, but this is a big day. Nancy Pelosi, if she was in her shoes, I mean, you've got to go back hundreds of years to when she first became a congresswoman, but she would have wanted her family there. But she came up with, you know, her stupid excuse and wouldn't let Tenney's son attend this huge, important moment for her and her family. Which just reminds you, you know, and again, know that not only would she do it back when she started, but she would do it now too. There's double standards are real. And we got to remember, this other side, guys, parts of our side too, but definitely the other side, definitely the Pelosi's of the world, they don't want to reconcile. For all this calls of, and the sound bites that you'll hear, the videos that you'll see of them calling for unity and healing, they don't want that. Don't really believe that. You shouldn't. I don't think most of you do that are here, but man, stuff like that. And that's it's not as big as the Cuomo stuff that we're going to get to. It's not as big as some of the other stories we're going to cover, but it's just a jerk move. Like, this is a big day for her. She's not on your team. You're not going to let her son attend. You're going to use COVID and other stuff to make as an excuse, but it's absolutely absurd to me. We'll get to their mindless leader. Speaking of the people who don't want to heal and unify, we'll get to their mindless leader here in a second. But first, you guys have got to check out Mammoth Nation. I implore you to do so. We just shot another commercial for them yesterday or this week, a couple times this week. Hopefully it turns out well. We'll get that to you when we do, but they're great people, guys. They love this country. They love the Constitution, the traditional values and principles that our country was founded on. And we need to keep intact, whether it's our Second Amendment, our right to worship, you name it, they're all on board with that. And it's better than having to find and then donate to a candidate or a PAC. They do the groundwork for you. They figure out who's on board with America First values. And all you have to do is sign up. It's $19 a year. That's it. Then you get tons of discounts on amazing products and services, stuff that you're already paying for now, whether it's internet, wireless, travel, insurance, you name it, meds. So go check it out. You'll pay for your annual membership with your first discount. And again, they're going to take the proceeds and put it towards causes and individuals that are going to keep this country on track. All right, so what's Uncle Joe up to? I just saw him walking with Jill with a bunch of wooden hearts put up in the White House lawn. He talked with press about how he didn't bring them coffee. He's trying to have this candid moment to make him seem super engageable, relatable. And then he gave one reporter his coffee. They're like, what are you, like, who wants to drink your half-drank coffee during a pandemic? Anyways, for starters, though, beyond his Valentine's Day walk, so I'm not a big Valentine's Day guy in the first place. Love my wife to death, but just not a big Valentine's Day. But he started in the first piece of news here is he terminated the national emergency that President Trump had declared in 2019 to justify additional work and funds for the border wall on the southwest border. He said no more American taxpayer dollars will be diverted to construct a border wall. So again, America and Americans are last. He's already, as we've covered ad nauseum, stripping jobs from people in certain industries across our country. American, hardworking, blue-collar Americans, white-collar in some cases, but hardworking people losing their jobs. Now, you've got to compete as you go to try and find new work. You've got to compete with legal aliens for those jobs. It's cheaper labor. And you're having to compete for those jobs in now less safe cities because we're not preventing them from coming over. Again, a country without borders, it's just not a country. I know that's a cliche statement and everyone says it. It's just a true statement, though, is what it is. For the life of me, I don't understand how the other side can't see that. We can disagree on a lot of issues. This is one where I just don't understand their headspace at all. I don't get it. We can take care of ourselves better once we take care of ourselves first. If you think that sounds selfish or wrong, you're not thinking it through. But then, as the title of today's episode indicates, he also said this. Roll one.
My friends behind me, Dr. Collins and Dr. Fauci, about whether or not I should take my mask off. And the truth is, although we're more than 10 feet away, I think it's important that I not. It's critically important, the message. I realize I'm speaking to a vast majority, at least I hope I am, of the folks out here at NIH. You know that wearing this mask through the next year here can save lives, a significant number of lives.
All right, so another year. Talks about being 10 feet apart while still wearing masks. You pick up on that, masks. 6 feet. 6 feet is maybe not going to be enough anymore. CDC is recommending 2. Joe's saying that this isn't going anywhere, which we know. I talked about it yesterday. Like, if come the fall, things are any different than they are now, I would be utterly shocked. I'd be thrilled for the rest of the country. I hope that people can catch up to where we are here in Florida, start making more educated, smart, science-backed decisions and open things up, and then also give people their livelihoods back, their jobs back, open businesses back up. But even if people do get to that point and catch up and they don't take the route of killing everyone and then saying they did the best job on the planet like Cuomo in New York, there's still going to be masks involved. There's still going to be vaccines. There's still going to be all this other stuff. So having all that stuff go away, the best we can hope for is that people get more on par with how Florida's doing it. But it's still not going away. And then he more or less confirmed it yesterday. I joked about the 10 feet thing. Don't be shocked. I mean, watch that. Don't be shocked because someone says it and then they take it. Like, we should make that policy. That should definitely be a policy. Now, he, in fairness, probably doesn't know that he just said that or what he was saying there. Because when he's kind of spitballing, all hell breaks loose, which is hilarious and disastrous for our country all at the same time. But you know there's staff members who are like, oh, let's write that down. 10 feet. 2 masks. We'll see. But buckle up. You're going to be wearing masks for a long time, according to him. Now, I'm not saying to follow that rule, but according to him, everyone's going to be doing it for a long time. Man, we got a lot of problems, some serious, some very much out of our control, but there are some that we can control. One that we most certainly can is what's happening south of your border. I'm talking about your junk. UFM Underwear for Men has the solution. Most men's underwear these days do not provide actual support, but rest easy, UFMs do, all because of their patented pouch system that eliminates all skin-on-skin contact in your nether regions and moves with your body so you can go from one activity to the next. They're great for sports, work, everyday use. There's medical applications, tons of reasons to get them. Ladies, I know that it's typically about you on Valentine's Day, but get your men some UFMs. UFMunderwear.com. Use promo code Drew. Save $6. Men, get yourself some. Treat yourself right. Support your manhood. UFMunderwear.com. Use promo code Drew. I was going to say something else, but I'm not going to do it. All right, let's move on before I get myself in trouble. So Joe's got his travel plans. He's got his mask plans. He's got all of this. And there's been this discussion this week. It's been very loose. But there's been this discussion still about possibly imposing domestic travel bans, specifically calling out Florida, as we discussed. Well, our fearless stud of a governor, who's just dominating the political scene right now, Ron DeSantis, was not too happy about it. These were some of his remarks. Roll two.
There was some type of report about potential travel restrictions on Americans and on Floridians. And I think it's an absurd report. That they would be doing that. I think it would be unconstitutional, it would be unwise, and it would be unjust. And if you think about it, restricting the right of Americans to travel freely throughout our country while allowing illegal aliens to pour across the southern border unmolested would be a ridiculous but very damaging farce. So we will oppose it 100%. It would not be based in science. It would purely be a political attack against the people of Florida. And it's unclear why they would even try talking about that. Just look at the COVID situation in the state of Florida. So since December, the last couple months, Florida's cases per capita compared to the rest of the country, 28. 27 other states higher per capita cases. And for the bulk, for the entire pandemic, it's a similar story. Hospitalizations per capita over this time period, Florida ranks 30th. 29 other states have higher per capita hospitalizations. Fatalities per capita for this same period, Florida ranks 42nd. 41 states have higher per capita fatalities. So since December 1st, well over half the country has seen much worse COVID results than here in Florida. But all you have to do too is just look at some of the trends. ED visits for COVID-like illness is down 60% in Florida over the last 30 days. That's the number one indicator for COVID spread. Hospitalized patients are down about 35% in Florida statewide over the last 3 weeks. And don't forget, over the winter, Florida peaked at much less level than we did over the summer months. And we were way less per capita than a lot of lockdown states that are always cited as being, quote, the right way to do it. Meanwhile, we vaccinated the most people of any state in the age bracket where most of the fatalities occur, age 65 and plus. We have now reporting about 1.6 million seniors that have received a shot. That's about 35% of our gigantic senior population, which is almost 4.5 million. And we are number one for shots for seniors. We've done 75% of all shots administered in Florida have gone to senior citizens. And the percentages of seniors that have been vaccinated is one of the highest in the country, and it continues to grow every day. And so any attempt to restrict or lock down Florida by the federal government would be an attack on our state, done purely for political purposes. Now, we've had to stand by Floridians over these many, many months, even in difficult circumstances, even when it was not easy to do. We've saved their jobs time and time again. We've preserved small businesses time and time again, and we preserve the right of parents to send their person, to send their children to school in person. You look around the country, a lot of kids haven't been in school since March of 2020. It's an absolute disgrace. We led very early on that, and we're much better for it. So we've had to stand by Floridians throughout, time and again, and we will do so going forward. We will not back down, and if anyone tries to harm Floridians or target us, we will respond very swiftly.
Love it. That's my guy right there. That's a lot of our guys. Even people who aren't in this state are fans of Ron DeSantis because they feel like he's standing up for the people. And he says it there. Don't push that stuff down on us. We will respond. And we're not going to back down. We're not going to do it different. We don't care what you're saying up top because it's BS. And you see that. And this is totally political. Any ban on Florida travel, if they do it in other states too, it's just to help justify the one in Florida because they are pissed at how we're doing it. They are pissed at Ron DeSantis. But anything that's done regarding travel banning here is purely political. I'd be all for banning people from coming in because all these New Yorkers and folks from New Jersey keep coming in because they hate how their government's being led and being run, even though they voted them in, and then they want change, but they come down here and would still vote the other way because they're not smart people. But what they're talking about, what the Biden administration's talking about, would just be ridiculous. And again, you can tell it's political because the numbers don't lie. It's just not an issue down here. Yes, it's an issue in the sense that it's real and it's here. But we're not even in the top 25 in most all the bad categories. You know, as he said, 30th in hospitalizations, 42nd in fatalities per capita. Dominating. And that is, folks, with the most open state in the land and with the second oldest population in the entire country. So you would think with those two things alone, oh, they're very open and they're very old, lots of people are going to be dying. This is going to be awful. It's going to be a train wreck, a disaster, but literally the opposite's true. And they can't stand it. They can't stand it because they can't control it. Everyone should be picking up on this by now. Anyone who says Florida's doing it wrong, you've not listened, you've not looked at the data. You've just been listening to Team Biden or the mainstream media. The bottom line is Florida, Ron DeSantis, we're narrative killers down here. Narrative killers, and they hate it. They hate it. I'm going to speak about Cuomo in a second here, who's actually a killer. We'll do that on the other side. Real quick, podcast listeners, you can check us out on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Google Play, you name it. You can also listen to the podcast on DrewBerkowitz.com. You can watch the show and clips on DrewBerkowitz.com. You can subscribe to the newsletter, which we hope and pray that you will. Please do it. And then open those emails when they come through. And then also, you can read news commentary from our staff, other partner sites that we work with. So lots to consume there. Please also give us a like on Facebook, Twitter, Gab, Parler, you know it, all those different places. Do it on every one of them because you don't know at any given point in this day and age when someone's going to get deplatformed or suspended or banned or what have you. So please do that. Follow us on all those. Subscribe down here in the corner on YouTube. Click all for notifications and then do the same thing over at Rumble. You can get the Rumble app or you can download Rumble or you can go to Rumble.com, excuse me. Search This Is My Show. Search Drew Berkowitz and then click subscribe. Super easy. They'll send you emails when new content comes out. All right, like I said, on the other side, we'll get to Cuomo and this new big story. Stick around. Life in America isn't what it used to be. What the liberal Democrats have planned for this country and your family would be devastating. At Mammoth Nation, we're committed to supporting conservative candidates. We also stand behind our police, military and veterans, the Second Amendment, and much more. In return for your patriotism, you get great discounts on things like hotels, shopping, wireless, and much more. Discover your Mammoth buying power today. Go to mammothnation.com and join now.
Only proper way to adjust your set.
Yeah.
Underwear for men. Set them once and done for all day comfort.
All right, welcome back, folks. This segment brought to you by Hero Soap Company. Great people, great products. You can see their packaging right here. Some of you have gotten them. You've commented on how great the stuff is. It really is. I'm not just selling you a bill of goods here. I love the people. I love what they're doing. It's a veteran-owned company. They do a ton to help get homeless veterans off the street, working with Operation Finally Home. There's nothing not to like about it. It's made here in the USA with all natural essential oils. There's stuff for men. There's stuff for women. So head on over to HeroSoapCompany.com and subscribe for a no-contract monthly delivery of soap straight to your front door and never run out again. While you're there, you can use promo code Drew to save 10% on your subscription. You can also use promo code Drew to save on this Freedom Box that we've got on the screen, which is a great gift for yourself, your loved ones, family members. This could be a great thing for Valentine's Day. So do that. There's body wash. There's tons of stuff. Again, stuff for men and women. So go check it out, you guys. HeroSoapCompany.com. Use promo code Drew to save 10% and let freedom clean. All right. So you would think if you write books on leadership that you would understand a thing or two about leadership first. You'd also think that someone wouldn't be as arrogant of a douche as it would take to write a book about yourself and how awesome you are and think that's a great idea. You'd think that society wouldn't reward someone for just giving daily press conferences with an Emmy Award, as he lied through his teeth on a daily basis. And you'd think that people wouldn't celebrate this jackass, Andrew Cuomo, in New York, as he criticizes everyone else for the horrible job they're doing. As his own state crumbles, New York City, once proud, whether you like it or not, there was a lot of energy and pride there, crumbles and is destroyed. You'd think that he would shut his mouth. And you'd think that these people wouldn't celebrate him, but they did. Just as a recap, as at how much the media has fawned over this guy for the last year or so, this is a clip. I forget who did it. We didn't do it, but someone gets credit for it. Hat tip, but here's the clip. Roll three.
David, we're standing by for Governor Cuomo's press conference, his daily briefing. How would you contrast Cuomo and President Trump's handling of the crisis?
Truth versus mendacity.
Governor Cuomo out there day after day after day, everything Trump isn't, honest, direct, brave.
Real leadership of the kind the President of the United States should have provided.
Governor Cuomo is clearly living in a totally different reality, the actual one, than the President of the United States.
Governor Cuomo has become a national leader.
For a lot of people, Andrew Cuomo has become the leader of the Democratic Party.
He is conveying incredible strength.
You spoke to National Guard troops today in a stirring speech that, if I wasn't listening carefully, I thought you were sending soldiers off to war.
This has been a remarkable show of leadership by Governor Cuomo in recent days. He's providing hope, but not false hope.
Governor Cuomo, no. I think, is one of the heroes on the front lines.
With all of this adulation that you're getting for doing your job, are you thinking about running for president?
Andrew Cuomo, who has a daily television show now and has become in some ways the shadow president.
Maybe Trump is just a little bit mad that Governor Cuomo has become a kind of acting president.
Dealing with hardship actually makes you stronger. That's what Governor Cuomo said earlier today. That's what I'm gonna go teach my kids right now at home.
It's sad that that person has kids in the first place. Wow. Wow. Some people shouldn't procreate. Stelter's definitely one of them. Not going to help us in the end. It's just not. But the arrogance and the ignorance of these mainstream media folk, the hatred, because all of that is to peddle their hatred towards Trump, of course. That's just ridiculous. That clip makes me nauseous. Not feeling too good. But maybe they'll slow down a little bit now. I doubt it. Don't count on it. But we had heard reports. Obviously, it's been talked about and pushed down and thrown off the news floors for a while now that all this nursing home stuff had happened in New York under Cuomo, right? The scandal. But it just keeps getting worse. But now, reports have come out from an aide, top aide, to Andrew Cuomo that he has said that he and his staff and his team reportedly withheld information about COVID deaths, particularly as they pertained to nursing homes, so the federal government would not find out. So in the end, he's really not this wonderful, I'm going to write a book about myself, I'm an amazing leader that he claims to be. He's rather a political monster and a murderer who did all of this to prevent Trump from looking good, to make himself look good. I'm going to read some of this stuff here. This aide said, quote, "We froze out their true numbers. Out of fear that the true numbers would be used against us by federal prosecutors." You think? Then this was directly from the New York Post. If you haven't read the article, I'm just going to read this part to you. They did a great job again. The stunning admission of a cover-up was made by Secretary to the Governor Melissa DeRosa during a video conference call with state Democratic leaders in which she said the Cuomo administration had rebuffed a legislative request for the tally in August because, quote, "right around the same time then-President Donald Trump turns this into a giant political football," according to an audio recording of the two-hour-plus meeting. Continues on, he starts tweeting that we killed everyone in nursing homes, DeRosa said. He starts going after New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, starts going after California Governor Gavin Newsom, starts going after Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. In addition to attacking Cuomo's fellow Democratic governors, DeRosa said, Trump directs the Department of Justice to do an investigation into us. And basically, we froze. That's what she told lawmakers. Because then, one other quote here, I think one other quote, two other quotes. Because then we were in a position where we weren't sure if what we were going to give the Department of Justice or what we were going to give you guys, what we start saying was going to be used against us. Well, we weren't sure if there was going to be an investigation. that played a very large role into this. So there's more. You can go do it. We could talk about this forever. We could read the whole article. We could read all the different supplemental information that's out there. But in the end, the bottom line with all of this is that there's 13,000 elderly dead because of politics. 13,000. Because you, Andrew Cuomo, didn't want Trump to look good. Yet, he claims everyone, Cuomo does, he claims everyone else, including DeSantis and others, are killing people with their reckless decisions. Well, they knowingly hid the numbers to make themselves not look bad and to make President Trump not look good. And now it's coming out more and more. Again, from a top aide. This is not like some random person. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. And it's not being talked about nearly enough. This comment, too, was great from, I don't know if you follow him, but Matt Walsh from Daily Wire puts out some great stuff. We don't agree on everything all the time, but he said, we were told that New York had to send COVID patients into nursing homes in order to free up space in hospitals, which, of course, wasn't true. But Trump sent a naval hospital ship to New York to handle overflow patients, and it floated mostly empty for weeks. Why didn't Cuomo use the ships? Do you remember that? Do you remember sending that big white ship? There was the video, the send-off. It was rigged and set up to take on all these patients, and it was never used. Never used. Folks, this is, to me, and a lot of others are saying this is criminal. This is, at minimum, you need to resign, Cuomo. No one likes you in the first place other than your friends in the media, which includes your brother, who's somehow a bigger douche than you. You need to resign. But I think that there's more to this. I mean, this is disgusting on a whole new level. What they did, how they described it, how they operated this whole thing. Certainly not the type of thing someone who writes books about themselves on leadership would do, you'd think. And it shows, again, like we say all the time, these elected officials don't give a damn about you. They don't. They don't give, whether you, it doesn't matter what state you're in. There's a handful that are doing it right and that care about you and that care about their constituents, that care about the Constitution, that care about this country. The vast, vast majority are all about number one and ensuring that number one keeps his or her job, their contacts, their opportunities for down the road and for now on the side. It infuriates me, and it should infuriate you too, because it's just disgusting what's happening with this. But as we're going to talk more about during Booze and Banter, this is going to go away because the media is going to look like an ass if they cover it in fairness, which they won't, and they never do, but they'll look like asses because they've celebrated this guy like he was the next coming. And it'll take the focus, more importantly, off of the impeachment hearings that are going on right now that are literally not going to go anywhere. And they know that. But this is always what they do. Oops, this is coming, and this is coming. Let's pop this up. Let's make sure that he can't run. Let's put all the focus here. The guy's not even in office anymore, and they spend all their time hating on President Trump. Meanwhile, the person that they think is amazing has a lot of blood on his hands. Feel awful for those families. It's awful enough losing them in the first place, but when you know that it was done poorly and negligently, and it was done politically, makes it that much worse. That much worse. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about, well, we've got a couple things that we're going to cover, but we'll also get to some of your comments. Stick around. We'll get to all of it.
Do you love freedom? Do you love being clean? Then you'll love Hero Soap Company, made in the USA. Chemical and fragrance free. A portion of each purchase donated to veteran and first responder charities. Initial subscription purchase is matched bar for bar and sent overseas to deploy troops. Let freedom clean. Hero Soap Company.
right, last segment. Here we go, folks. This segment is brought to you by Red Beach Nation. Whether you live at the beach, going to one, just want to imagine yourself there, they've got the perfect patriotic, comfy beach apparel to go with it. So you got to check it out. You can use promo code Drew to save 10% while you're there. Again, tons of products, new stuff being added every day. Like today, this is our first stab at it, Leah. So don't be upset if you don't like it. But shirt of the day today is Make Local Sexy. We've got two different colors, two different styles that are then on a bunch of other different color shirts that you can choose from. There's stuff for men and women. Of course, Make Local Sexy was requested by Leah, and we did it because we're just giving people. And we also do think, per, you know, Thomas Manzi's question and other people's questions on what we do here, we've got to make local sexy again, whether it's supporting local businesses and not pouring your dollars and investing your resources into these big companies who could care less about you, and also the education system locally, the local politics, because that's where the change is going to happen. It's not thought of as sexy, but we got to make it sexy again. So go check them out. Kind of a fun surfer vibe feel to those shirts. Those ones right now are the left chest print on the front and then the big one on the back you'll see there. But again, there's lots of colors and varieties. That's the other one. We'll have a different shirt for you to share at Booze and Banter. So show up later today at 4 p.m. All right. And don't forget to use promo code Drew to save 10%. So cancel culture isn't just happening here. Tons of it going on, obviously. We talk about it every day. We're victim to it, not to the extent of some people that have been deplatformed, but we're getting crushed. But a lot of people, we talked about Gina Carano yesterday. We talked about all these people who, just because they have different opinions, ideas, they're done. But as I said, it's not just in the U.S. Overseas, China has now banned BBC from airing in their country. Communist state says, no, we're not doing it. So they're one of the most, and look, I don't think there's any good news anymore. I just, sadly, there's not. At least in the traditional network setting. But they are, agree with it or not, widely one of the most respected news networks on the planet. Everyone knows who they are, got a long history. But they're not going to be there anymore. They're not going to be there anymore. They're done. And the reasoning is they've got serious content violations, according to China state media. So, guys, it's happening in so many places in so many different ways. It's justified in a similar, sometimes very different way by whoever's doing it, whether it's Twitter, whether it's the CCP, whether it's a combination of both, what, you know, whatever the case might be, whether it's Disney, like yesterday. It's crazy, and it just keeps ramping up because there's no consequences for them. And we don't care what China does. China's awful. They treat their people awful. Their concentration, all this stuff. I mean, it's awful. So it's less expected there. But the point is it's happening. And this is a big one because BBC, again, this is not like some Chinese dude sitting in his mom's basement doing a podcast. This is BBC. Like, this is a big network, not just some kid who's anti-CCP out there, which obviously they crack down on hard. But crazy stuff. Then here back in the U.S., Project Veritas, who does a phenomenal job. Again, they're divisive. That's their job. They're hardcore investigative journalists. They get in there, they do the dirty work so they can expose the truth. Their Twitter account was suspended. First, it was just suspended temporarily. Then as they went back and forth, you can watch James O'Keefe talk about it online if you want to. But then as they went back and forth on it, Twitter ended up just suspending it permanently. You're done. You're done because it makes Twitter and Twitter's followers and users uncomfortable, at least the vast majority of them. So they're done. James O'Keefe's personal account was suspended too. That one has since been returned, reactivated, whatever, for now. Everything's kind of in for now state. You've got your Second Amendment rights for now. You only have to wear two masks for now. Soon it'll be three. You can travel right now without a COVID test or without a vaccine for now. All these things are for now. You can be on Twitter for now. Like, it's just, we're in such a tenuous state. It's crazy. The uncertainty is mind-boggling. It's frustrating. So we'll see. We'll see how long he keeps his personal account, and we'll see who the next person is by this afternoon at Booze and Banter or by next week's first show, who's been canceled next. You know it's coming. Just a matter of who comes out of that, you know, rolling bingo machine with all the balls in there. Up, it's Drew. Drew, you're canceled. It's whoever. Fill in the blank. It's crazy. I hate these times. All right, let's get to some comments here. MT Mayhem, make America free again. Amen to that. I was just scrolling back here. Okay, we've got a couple of others. Russell, you mentioned earlier, thanks for your comment too. I know you're always a frequent commenter. We love that. Russell mentioned, why aren't we on BitChute or that we should go to BitChute and Odyssey. We're not on those yet. We're on a lot of things. You know, we're here, we're on Rumble. Obviously, DrewBerkowitz.com is always the most surefire way to ensure that you see the content and see everything that we're doing. But we're on all those, and then all the big platforms as well. Obviously, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, you name it. We're checking all this out. The problem is all these new fringe ones pop up. It takes a lot of time and resources to go to every single one, especially with the size of the files we're dealing with, this, that, and the other. So we're trying to figure out which ones are the safest, smartest, where we can get the most of our audience over there. So we haven't ruled out going there. We're just not there yet. And part of the problem is with YouTube, I know everyone always says, you got to get off YouTube. I'd love to get off YouTube. They're treating us like garbage. We might as well not even be here because we're essentially not getting paid. We might as well be paying them to be here, but we've got our biggest audience here. So we've got to get those people. We've got to get you people to go to these other locations. When you have 450,000 followers here, and then you go and start a new channel and there's only, you know, 3, 5, 10 people on there, 300, 500 people on there. It's like, we've got to get everyone converted over. So we need people's help in doing that. So please do that. Please follow us everywhere that we are. We'll continue to add places as we think it makes sense. But that's the reason why we're still here. All right. There is a digital persecution of conservative Christians, BM. That's absolutely true. Matthew Jameson, how do we let our own citizens be canceled for voicing their opinions, which we have a right to do, but our president still supports China, who, well, you guys know what they do. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense at all. There's no rhyme or reason to what is happening and what we're experiencing here, other than they don't like us, they don't like you, they don't value this country, they want a different version of the country which does not include you. It's as simple as that. Bravo Tango, yeah, punish Florida, but not that murder in New York. That's what is going to happen. They're going to try. Someone said earlier, too, we should do Flexit to match Texit. I'm all for it. If you move down here from a blue state and still want to vote blue, especially after all of this, get your ass out of here. We'll seal things up. We'll still have Florida man doing crazy stuff. If you have the right passport and you're not crazy radical, you can fly in, go to our theme parks, go to our beaches, but we're locking it down. I'd be all for it. I don't think it's going to happen, but I'd be all for it. Terry Green, you said Candace Owens 2024. You'd love to see that. A couple people echoed that. She's hinted that she might. She kind of tossed that out there the other day. I think she'd be an interesting candidate. Obviously, look, identity politics do matter. I think they're stupid and shows that people in America are stupid because they just vote for something like that. But she's a woman. She's a black woman. She's very, very sharp. It would be interesting to see how it plays out because she'd be the sharpest person on that stage. But she's also sensational and bombastic, according to others. So how would that play? Would people come on board? I think that it'd be interesting to see how she primaries. I think it'd be really interesting. She certainly would be a big name going up there. So I think it'd be interesting. All right, John Kupak. I don't know if I said that right. Apologies if I did not. This is a show of control. This prick in the ass, I love that. This prick in the ass wants us to love China with Pelosi and others and the Democrats. Yeah. So much of this is about control. We can get away with that. Let's see what else we can. Try throwing that out there. Let's see if they bite. They bit? All right, let's just keep going. And as we've said before, a lot of you have said in the audience before, this will keep going until people say no. And it needs to not just be done as one guy at Costco. That one guy at Costco is going to get his ass drug to jail. And we've even shown videos of that happening before. But it needs to be in unison. We're not doing this anymore. And I think that it is going to naturally start to happen. You're seeing it more in states like this, in Florida, which, yes, we still wear masks lots of places, not all of them, but we're breaking all the other rules and we're proving it works. And eventually people are going to, like they're doing in California, even out in California, they've damn near got the votes to do the recall of Gavin Newsom because they're sick of how he did it. And as other people look out, even like as I keep talking about, these Northeasterners who want to move down to Florida because they're pissed at the people that they voted for are ruining and controlling their lives. They're looking here. It's at Florida. They're looking at Texas. They're looking at South Dakota and saying, I want that. I want that. So I think people will start to stand up more. I hope. Jack Sale, good for you. I've seen your mask comments. You know, the people who do it, look. Again, I wear them in certain places. If they say it's required, out of respect, because I just don't want to cause a scene. I want to get in, get out, and move on with my day. But I have no problem with people not doing it. I love it. I went into a store the other day that normally has a sign out front. They didn't have it out the other day, so I threw my mask in my pocket. Can't wait to throw it away for good. But threw it in my pocket and walked in there, was thrilled. Alan West. Leah, you said Alan West too. Great guy. Obviously, he's been on the show. I think he'd be interesting too. I think that Candace would have more clout and she would bring in some of the younger vote that we would need than Alan would. But I think that Alan's great. Obviously, he's served this country. He fits some of those identity politics categories as well. I think he could be an interesting candidate. He's certainly a great guy. He certainly, I think, would do a hell of a job. But we'll see. Bubba Redneck. If he puts a Florida travel ban, I love that name too, by the way. If he puts a travel ban on, does that make Florida an independent state? Oh, wait, no travel ban from China, double standards flying everywhere. Yeah, no, there's total double standards. Again, this is totally political if it happens. Even the discussion, the mere discussion of it is political, and it's to try and slam Florida and to slam Ron DeSantis again. But it's not working. Yes, there's a lot of people listening to it and buying into it, but for anyone who's here, they love it. And for anyone who's looking at actual details and stats, are saying, oh, wait, they're doing it better. They're open. Their stats are way better than our stats. People are dying less there. Maybe there's something to look at there. I'm just reading through this. Donald said, if you don't stand up for your own state or against your governor for what they're doing to you, then don't talk. Yeah. No, it is. I mean, it's never before has 2020 and 2021 showed us more that you need to know who you are, what you're willing to do and not do. If you're a sheep who just wants to go along with whatever they tell you to do, you're going to have a miserable existence. And there's a lot of people doing that, slamming people who are pushing back, leaning on their constitutional rights. And they're slamming it. But as I always say, those people slamming us who are saying, push back. Don't just accept what Gretchen Whitmer or Cuomo or Gavin Newsom says. Don't do it. Someone says you can't get together for Christmas or Thanksgiving with your family because of COVID, tell them to F off and just do it. It's worth it. And those people who are attacking others who have a bolder stance, obviously there's some people who go too far with it. I get that. But the people who are attacking those with a bold stance, you're going to be in that category too one day. You're a sheep, you're following right now, something's going to come back and bite you in the ass. And you're going to realize, oh, yeah, you will. You'll get there. You're just a little slow. Just a little slow. So good. I'm watching some of y'all's chats. There's some good stuff going on. Some good Facebook comments today too. Charles DeKurgan, we will never win again. They know how to cheat and win. I'm terrified about that. I really am. We could have some great candidates till we figure out how to push back against basically what the Time Magazine outlined. Time Magazine article that we discussed last Friday outlined. We're not going to win. They control everything. They can't get all their radical stuff through because some of them require a supermajority, but they can get a lot through. And as long as they've got big tech and the media on their side, which they do, that's not going to change. And we have a suitable solution to combat that. I mean, there was never a political movement like the one that President Trump had behind him. And it still wasn't enough. Was it enough votes? Yeah, I think it was. But was it enough to defeat the machine and the system? No, because here we are. So we've got to figure that out. We got a lot of work to do. And we got, again, there's got to be some housekeeping on our side. And then we've got to figure out how to combat their system. Our candidates are better. Our ideals for this country are better. Not everyone on their side sees that yet, but they will. All right. Christopher Holiday. That's funny, talking about Biden masks. Where if you want viruses or microorganisms, masks are useless. Do some research. Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot of research out there that more or less says that. They're going to tell you the exact opposite to spin this narrative and to push things forward and push their agenda forward. But there is. There's some serious concerns with them. It doesn't make any sense, especially when these are microorganisms, especially when these boxes, a lot of them say, will not protect against viruses. But they're just seeing, going back to John's comment earlier, it's a show of control. It's a show of control. And it's a show of just capitulating to others to make them feel comfortable. This is going to make them feel better, even though it doesn't do anything. Like, that's where we're at. That's where we're at. Leslie Daly said Nikki is a globalist, talking about Nikki way at the back of the show. Hopefully you're still here, Leslie. Sorry, I'm just getting to it. But yeah, she totally is. She's totally a globalist. She's totally an establishment gal. She doesn't have your value system. Doesn't have your thoughts, your future in mind. She has her future in mind. All right. Tammy Palmer, I'm not wearing a mask for another year. I'm with you. I'm with you. This is getting absolutely crazy. Rose Barra, masks are nothing but control. Yeah, we just talked about that. They are. This, so much of this is control. That's a good one. Matthew Jameson. Where would people rather visit right now? Sandy Beaches in Florida or Cuomo's utopian hell where governor is in every part of your life telling you how to live, and if you're over 60, they kill you. That's pretty good. We'll end on that one. We'll end on that one. Love it. Love the comments today, guys. Reminder, please do check out Red Beach Nation. Use promo code Drew to save 10% there. Tons of products and apparel there. That helps us a lot. Helping all of our sponsors does, but particularly that one. So please go check it out. We will be doing Booze and Banter at 4 p.m. today, 4 p.m. Eastern. Bring your questions, lots of them. Bring drinks if you so choose. If you don't want, that's fine too. I will be having something. I haven't decided what yet, but it's definitely getting closer to that time. So bring your questions, bring your drinks. We'll look forward to seeing you back here on every platform, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, 4 p.m. Eastern, Booze and Banter. If we miss you for any reason, have a great weekend. Be safe. Be smart, be free.